JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
All right, so Husker Nick has a surprise for us, and it involves a job listing.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys about a job.
Okay. Does it involve a raise?
Yes, for both of us.
Okay.
I'm not positive on him.
Okay.
So, a raise. This is good, but here's the job, all right? So this is in, and this is right up your alley, childcare.co.uk. You have four kids. I feel like you would.
I already do that. They should just pay me more.
Right. And then they would be able to do
that job. Yeah.
So it is listed parent, and this is over in
co.uk?
Scotland.
Oh.
.co.uk. Childcare.co.uk.
Gotcha.
UK. So here's what it is. It says, about me, we are a friendly family of four with two children ages 5 and 7.
That's
not bad. That's pretty easy. We live in a small village in the Scottish border. So you go to Scotland.
That sounds beautiful.
Scotland!
I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, it says we have a lovely, spacious, historic property in a remote spot with beautiful views.
Okay.
Cool. So that's what it says.
So then it says we're looking for an exceptional live-in nanny to join our friendly family of four in the Scottish borders. Again, two kids. Duties would include preparing breakfast, getting the children ready for school, dropping off and picking up from school, and assisting after school stuff. So basically,
standard nanny stuff.
You're teaching their kids as they get older, how to know stuff. That's part of it, right?
While you're at work, you watch. We take care of the kids.
The lady who posted this, the mom, says, my husband and I are very busy professionals who are often required to work away, and for occasions, you'll be there alone with these kids for up to 4 days in a row.
Okay.
All right? Not a big deal. It's weekdays only. You get weekends off. Not a big deal. Starting salary would be around $75,000 a year U.S.
Sounds good.
I feel like I got people hooked on this.
All right, where's the...
Here's the next paragraph.
Where's the big butt?
They said we've lived in our home for nearly 10 years. We were told that it was haunted.
Oh, no.
When we bought it. But we kept our minds open and decided to buy the house and just stay there regardless. In the last year, we've gone through 5 nannies that have left the role because they were citing supernatural incidents as the reason, including strange noises, broken glass flying across the room, furniture flying across the room.
God.
Now, this has obviously been a period of great upheaval for our children. You think?
No!
You think? There are glasses and chairs flying across the room with these kids. It says, we haven't personally experienced any of these supernatural happenings as they've been reported only while we've been out of the house. So are these the kids?
It's the kids. They hate the nannies.
They hate the nannies.
It says, we're happy to pay above the asking rate.
They really need someone.
And we feel it's important to be upfront as possible about our house being haunted.
Nope.
You taking the job? 4 nights a week in a row. Giant house, secluded. This is like every horror movie ever written Scotland.
In my head, it's now the Outlook Hotel.
Right?
Is that the Overlook? The Outlook?
Overlook.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Like every movie. Like that one with Harry Potter that he was in. Not actual Harry Potter, but the actor.
Oh, okay. The Lady of the
Water. I don't know his name.
The Lady of the Lake or whatever.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he, whatever. Yeah. And he's over in the lake and the lady
the
and he's looking out the thing and it's scary because he's by himself and like the tide comes in and he can't leave.
Okay.
For $80,000 a year.
Bigger question.
Ooh.
So they've gone through 5 nannies in the last year.
Yep.
Haunted. They're pretty sure the house is really haunted.
Except for they've never experienced.
This is a time of great upheaval for their children.
Yeah. So just get another nanny.
Rather than how much do we need to pay the nanny, why don't they move?
Because they love their secluded house in Scotland.
There must be other secluded houses in Scotland.
Scotland people are stubborn.
That don't have furniture flying across the room at their children.
Would you guys do this?
No.
We'll call it $80,000 a year.
No.
To live in a house where you've got dishes flying at you.
No.
It's haunted.
Nope.
Chairs flying across the room. You got to put up with a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old 4 days in a row.
If there was a guarantee of no clowns.
What if it's a clown ghost?
You don't know.
No, you have no idea.
No, I need a guarantee.
A Scottish clown ghost.
I will do it. I would be willing to try it.
Scottish clown ghost?
No.
Is that a thing?
What if he's a clown ghost that's juggling and he just picks up chairs and juggles them?
Nope. Nope.
And he picks up
all the nopes.
I want to ask the people. Can we
do
a 5 call
Scottish
says
accent.
It all? Can we do it?
We can do it.
I want to ask 5 calls. The people.
Says it all on Kix 96.9.
Here's my
466 96 96.
But let's go ahead and put this somewhere where it doesn't matter that you have to like life upheaval and move to another country. Take all that out of it.
$80,000 a year, weekends off. You have to stay the night four nights in a row.
In the middle of Nebraska.
In the middle of a in the Villisca X murder house, basically, is what we're talking about. And you're watching two kids and you've got ghosts everywhere.
Yeah.
But all the perks are sweet. $80,000 a year.
Five people have ditched this job in the last year. They haven't even averaged 2 months on the job for that much money. Would you do it?
466-9696. Do you take this job?
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.